Tradition 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. The autonomy of our groups is necessary for our survival. A dictionary defines autonomous as having the right or power of self-government, undertaken or carried on without outside control. This means our groups are self-governing and not subject to outside control. Every group has had to stand and grow on its own. One might ask, are we truly autonomous? Don't we have service committees, offices, activities, hotlines, and other activities in NA? They are services we use to help us in our recovery and to further the primary purpose of our groups. Narcotics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women, addicts meeting in groups and using a given set of spiritual principles to find freedom from addiction and a new way to live. The services that we mentioned are the result of members who care enough to reach out and offer help and experience so that our road might be easier. A Narcotics Anonymous group is any group that meets regularly at a specified place and time for the purpose of recovery, provided that it follows the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Narcotics Anonymous. There are two basic types of meetings, those open to the general public and those closed to the public for addicts only. Meeting formats vary widely from group to group. Some are participation meetings, some speakers, some are question and answer, and some focus on special problems discussion. Whatever the type of format a group uses for its meetings, the function of a group is always the same, to provide a suitable and reliable environment for personal recovery and to promote such recovery. These traditions are part of a set of spiritual principles of Narcotics Anonymous, and without them, NA does not exist. Autonomy gives our groups the freedom to act on their own, to establish an atmosphere of recovery, serve their members, and fulfill their primary purpose. It is for these reasons that we guard our autonomy so carefully. It would seem that we, in our groups, can do whatever we decide, regardless of what anyone says. This is partly true. Each group does have complete freedom, except when their actions affect other groups or NA as a whole. Like group conscience, autonomy can be a two-edged sword. Group autonomy has been used to justify violation of the traditions. If a contradiction exists, we have slipped away from our principles. If we check to make sure that our actions are clearly within the bounds of our traditions, if we do not dictate to other groups or force anything upon them, and if we consider the consequences of our action ahead of time, then all will be well.